Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. What a fabulous day it is. And, you know, we used to, Benny, back in the day, this is what we kick it up like. This is Magnificent Monday.
Yeah.
Y'all are, yeah, right? People are like, what? Mm-hmm. I'm like, this is Magnificent Monday. And the reason it is because, one, you're going to hear who I'm speaking with today and what's being co-created on the show. But number two is think about the choice you have to start your week. And you're either going to start your week like Magnificent Monday, or you're going to start it somewhere else. One of the things we all have is this here. We have the right, and this is probably the only true freedom we have, this one right here. Like, I mean, pure freedom is the freedom to choose.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
that is what Melissa Walker Johnson and I are going to kick it up and talk about today. Because if you're her, what are you doing? Everything. You're doing everything. You know, you are the president, you're founder of WOW, W-O-W Ministries, LLC. You're going to hear about what this is. But more importantly, you're looking at what she's bringing in the world. Teacher, preacher. We're going to have some fun today, Benny. Interviewer, passionate and purposeful. But beyond all of that, she is creating a way for everyone to understand we could all rise up. We can all create the declarations. We could all create the promises that were made to us of what this life could be like from the Creator. We are here to talk to you all today to help you understand, in her words, you can have weapons to defeat worry. Yeah. You can have the weapons to rise up. But then let's talk about her and her show. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to let her do it because I could talk about it from my perspective, but that just isn't going to do it. Pain to purpose today. Melissa, it's great to have you. Welcome.
So glad to be with you, Dr. Pat. Thank you for this opportunity.
Look, I've been asking a single question for about 18 years, and you are going to get that question from me.
Okay.
I just gave people a small slice of what you do and who you are.
Yes.
Behind every powerful person, every woman that comes forward, there is a journey, there is a story, and there is some pain. I want to know from you, what challenges, what obstacles did you have to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Yes. Well, my journey has been a journey, or was a journey, of pain. Pain of not knowing who I was, why I was created this way, and what was the purpose for my life. I think it started back as a child, when I was raised by a single mother with three children and no father. And I desperately wanted to know why. Why didn't he love me? Why wasn't he there? Who am I? What am I here for? And I couldn't get...
I think we just lost Melissa. Hey, I'm going to take a short break. I know she's going to want to answer that question. Let's everybody take a short break. When we come back, Benny, Jacob, we will get this rolling. We will make sure you hear her uninterruptedly. Benny, let's take us to a break. We'll be right back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network.
Sometimes being human has its challenges.
Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about maximum medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness, be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or go to CarlGreer.com. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Welcome back, everybody. Paint a Purpose Life Coaching Program with my very special guest, fantastic host on the network, Ms. Sawaka Johnson. You're going to hear about her show in a minute. But look, whenever you show up in the world the way she's showing up in the world, like all of us that are showing up in the world, at least right now in 2021, going into 2022, had a major beautiful eclipse shifting the energy. But this is what's happening. People have been strained. They have been stressed. They are doing things that is hard to even explain. That's part of what we're talking about today. And the reason that I get to talk with her about this question I asked her before the break is you don't get to be her if you have not felt the pain, if you have not disintegrated the pain, if you have not eradicated the pain. You don't get to be her doing what she's doing. Melissa, it's great to have you back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Pat.
Okay, I know you didn't want to answer that question, right?
Yes, I would love to answer that question. And it's deeply rooted in self-identity. A lot of young girls who are without one of their parents are looking for their identity. I believe that the parents should let you know who you are. They validate your identity. And for me, I did not have that validation. So for years and years, I did not know who I was. I didn't know the brilliance that was in me. I didn't know how and why I was created, the way I was created. I just did not understand it. And I never fit in. with the crowd, and no one could answer the question why. My pain was rooted deeply in the inability to understand who I was, how I was created, and the ultimate plan for my life. This misunderstanding led me to places that were not a part of the original plan for my life. So I found myself on many detours in my life. I married at the age of 32 and stayed in an unhealthy marriage and made so many mistakes because I didn't know who I was. Not only that, I would say the way I was raised in a legalistic religion, and it had me in bondage. And it had me in bondage believing that this was my life and this is the pain that I had to endure. And that's painful to believe that this is your life, that this unhealthy relationship, this abuse, and I have to call it what it was, this abuse is okay. And it's not okay. But because I didn't know who I was, because I didn't know the purpose for my life, I accepted it and I allowed things to happen to me until one day I hit rock bottom and my life became so dark. I didn't think I was going to make it through the next day. And at that point, I knew that I had to do something. And my life is founded on a rock. And thank God that this rock was stronger than I was. And when I hit rock bottom, there was something at that bottom to hold my hand so I could stand again. And as a result, I had to walk away from an unhealthy marriage. And that was the hardest thing for me to do. As a minister, as a preacher, as a teacher, as a professor, I had to walk away from what I never wanted to walk away from. This was a dark period in my life. It was very painful, and I didn't know how I was going to make it through. Enormous pain brought me to my purpose. In the midst of my pain, God healed me, and He showed me who I was, why I was designed the way I was designed, and the purpose that He had for my life. I began to write this book called Worship Over Worry, 7 Weapons to Defeat Worry, because I knew I had to get from a place of fearing everything to a place of believing that all things are possible. And so I wrote this book primarily for myself, for my healing. And as a result, I released this book for others to be healed. After I released the book, I divorced my husband of 22 years. And I've never mentioned this publicly. And after that divorce, God told me that I want you to start a ministry called WILD, Worship Over Worry. I never knew at that time that my book will become my ministry. I never knew at that time that I was a writer. I never knew what was in me. I didn't know what was in me. All I was experiencing was pain and tears and heartaches of not knowing who I was, not knowing the plan that God had for my life. But one day my eyes were open and I was able to see who I was. The mask came off of my eyes and I was able to see the beautiful creation that he created in his image. And I was able to see Melissa. The mask came off and the real me came forth. And my ministry was birthed. And it's called WOW Ministry, Worship Over Worry. And that's who I am. And that is the passion that I have to reach men and women wherever around the world to let them know, listen, there is pain. I mean, there is purpose after your pain. This is not the end of your story.
I got to tell you, you got it right here. This is, I first of all, thank you. Thank you. We talked about getting all teary-eyed before the show. Damn.
Yes, I know.
So here's why we're here. Here's why I'm here. You're here. Not the same story. But what you just shared, something interesting happened this week. We don't talk about ourselves as a network. We don't produce statistics or numbers. We don't, unless something shows up and we have to dig deeper. I started to look at what we want to do in 2022. See, 2022, our theme is 2022. It's all about you, Melissa. It's all about how we work together with you, how we help you rise up, how we do all of that. But you see what you just shared, that story, the lives that you are touching in this moment with that story. And I'm so honored that you felt safe enough to share it here because you and I both have to do this. I love Melissa, unmasked, unstoppable. And I love that you're telling a story that so many people relate to. I mean, ending relationships for you and me, for whatever reason, those are hard. And I think it's because of our upbringing, never having the role models or the people or the identity of not knowing who we are. And when we hear the voice, that voice of God, that wisdom, that thing that people believe that takes us outside of whatever the dogma is, right? Mm-hmm. It brings us to a place where we cannot not live. You cannot not live your purpose, right?
Yes, absolutely.
What has happened to you when you have tried not to live your purpose? Tell me how that felt.
Right. It was painful. I mean, I can remember Dr. Pat waking up every morning and just laying on the floor in tears. I can still remember the pain that gripped my heart each and every day. I grew up in a church and I walked in the building every day as a mother, as a wife, not knowing why I was in there, not knowing. What am I here for? What am I doing? I've been serving God all of my life, but I don't know who I am. What is the meaning of all of this? And I couldn't answer those questions. And when you can't answer the questions, it's painful. That's the most painful question that cannot be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Answer who you are. That's your identity. That's who you are. And
I mean, it is such a painful place that we will do whatever we can, Melissa, right? For those of you just tuning in, you know, I just want you to know Melissa Walker Johnson joining me here today. You're going to find a lot out about WOW Ministries and a whole bunch of other things, but you're going to understand what WOW really means during this show today. Then you're going to listen to her show. We're going to talk about her show. But this is really like the level of elevation that we are being called to do by setting up the platform that you've set up, which opens the door, Melissa, right? Because see, the door was open for you. The door was open for me. I had to make the decision. Am I going to walk through the door, leave the relationship, get rid of the abuse, not talk about it? I mean, yes. I held in me the secrets of childhood abuse in a Catholic boarding school for decades. Why? Now we have to share with people what our journey was like, because they look towards you.
You're right.
To know I'm talking to somebody that maybe doesn't feel the same pain, but guess what pain is, right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And you know, Dr. Pack, there's a lot of shame in divorce, especially when you grow up in the church.
Oh yeah.
And especially when people look upon you as a role model and you have the perfect marriage, they believe, and you're both are ministers and you're both are in the church, and they think you have the perfect marriage. No one knows when you go home what you're going home to. No one knows. And there are so many people that are suffering silently because they're afraid to speak up, and so they suffer silently, and they don't know what to do, and they don't know where to go.
Yes.
And that was my life.
It is. And you know what? The scenario that you're laying out is so extremely difficult, because people look at you and the role that you had and the situation you're in, and it would be beyond their wildest dreams,
right?
Their wildest imagination, that everything wasn't all beautiful, that there wasn't all roses. And so as a woman in that situation, to be able to come out and say, nope, not like that, right? It wasn't like that. It was very different for me. And to be able to speak out, that's how we're able to help other women step forward and speak out, isn't it?
Absolutely. 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 And even if people don't believe you, it's okay. many people in my inner circle called me a liar.
No kidding. Yeah. Especially when your partner is part of the church, like is seen as the church person, right?
Yeah.
But you didn't let that stop you.
I couldn't, because there was a passion in me that was greater than what everyone else was saying, and that I knew that my purpose was greater than what everyone else was saying. And I knew that who I was serving wasn't man, but I was serving God. So I had to become stronger, Dr. Pat, and stronger and stronger, and go past all of the name saying or whatever they were saying. I had to go past all of that, because I have to fulfill the purpose that God has given me, and I can't let any more days pass me by.
That's what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, because, you know, people will point to you and they'll point to me and they'll look at us and say, oh, these two are really, really busy. But you know what? Our busyness does not take the place of how we step up to inspire the work that we do, your amazing poetry, and the brilliant Black Man show. See, we're like Energizer Bunnies, because you said it before, and I want to pick up where we come back and talk about how to be inspired as WOW inspires the world. You see, the pain of not doing what God has put in front of us gets so great that we're reminded not to cower, not to step backwards, to move forward. And the pathway will be cleared.
Yes.
No weapon against you shall be formed.
Yes.
Not a day, not a minute. When we come back, I'm not kidding. The seven weapons to defeat worry, those are not weapons against you. They are your weapons and shields for you.
Yes.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with my very special guest today. I'm going to tell you all about her. I'm going to tell you how you can find out about her, how you can work with her, how you can be part of the movement. Stay tuned, everybody. Benny, let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Your own innate brilliance already lives inside of you. Come discover it so you can shine brightly in this world. Join me, your host, Adrienne Cobb, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, during Wild Magic on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get answers to who you are and where you belong. To learn more about me and the show, visit MyWildMagic.com. Again, that's MyWildMagic.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, Certified Life and Recovery Coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Volara company. I've been using the Volara company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. You know, part of today's show, for those of you just tuning in, really thrilled and honored to have joining the show today, Melissa Walker Johnson. And for those of you out there, we're talking about pain to purpose. This is not just a life coaching program, but this is what she does. Outside of being a professor, outside of WOW Ministries, which you're going to hear about right now, but we're here to talk about how the bar has been raised for us, you know, and COVID is partially responsible for tapping both us as a network, Melissa, and so many others on the shoulder to say, listen, I've given you some skills here. It is now time for you to reach people and get out there and help them. Let's take a minute, Melissa, if we could. First of all, tell everybody about how they can find out about the ministry, how they can listen to the show, and how they can work with you. Tell everybody everything.
All righty. My website is WOW Ministries, WOWMINISTRIES LLC.com. WOWMinistriesLLC.com. Everything you need to know about the ministry, everything you need to know about Melissa, all of my shows, all of the videos, all of the recordings, everything is on my website. My coaching programs, if you want to be a part of that, is on my website. You can click book consultation and we will be in contact with you immediately. You can also purchase our products. We have books, we have shirts, we have lots of products on my website. Please go to wildministriesllc.com. You can also follow me on Facebook at Melissa Johnson. You can follow me on Instagram at Wow Missy J.
Look, thank you for that. And thank you for everything you're doing. You know, when you wake up each day, you get to do your moment of connection with God, the divine, the creator, whatever people call it. You get to have those moments throughout the day. Yes. I want to know what you're hearing for you, what you're hearing for you to move into 2022, not just through the ministry, but through the ministry, through the fabulous show you do, through your teachings. What are you being called to really do in 2022?
Yes. I tell you, Dr. Pat, at the beginning of the year, this Bible verse kept popping up everywhere. And I knew that God was speaking to me. And it's Ephesians 3:20. And it says, I am going to do exceedingly abundantly beyond what you can think or imagine. And I just released a book called Dreaming Big. And my dreams are big. And he said, I'm going to do beyond your dreaming big. And he said, I know you're a dreamer and I know you dream big, but the plan I have for you is bigger than what you can think or imagine. And Dr. Pat, it's not just for me, my purpose, that they may know who they are. So it's just not for Melissa, but it's for me to impact the world so they can know who they are and walk it out passionately. And so I am looking and expecting for him beyond what I can think or imagine, with the books, with the life coaching programs, with the interviews, just taking the ministry to the next level that we can truly impact and inspire the world.
So this is really the vision that we want to help and support you with, because when we say 2022, it's all about you. We mean not just you, fabulous host, but you and all the people that you are supporting. It's about looking at people and saying, what is it we can do to better serve you? And you know, those messages and what you just described, that comes from a higher order of things, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and I know that sometimes we are being asked things that are not yet materialized. They're not mm-hmm. yet informed. Mm-hmm. But we know that we are being called to do that. I want to ask you this question, because underneath everything you just said, there is an underlying core value that I hear. And that has to do with trust and faith. Yes. That the strength of our belief and what we believe in, right? I mean, I'm not kidding. How much do I believe no weapons against me? How much do I believe no weapons against me shall prosper? I mean, how much do I believe right. that? And can I live a life right. that is of the higher purpose of in service and in love? See, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a belief
yeah.
that is grounded in love and not hate. Some days it's hard.
Some yeah, days it is.
The world
it
don't is. Make sense, does it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to take
it
a short.
And
I want to take a short break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Wow Ministries. I want to talk about how worry is one of the most insidious, low frequencies energies that does not come from a higher order. See, that is not like worry does not come from whether you believe in the creator, the universe, God. Worry is not in there. It's not in there. But yes, we are just cranking up the worry. Yeah. Let's take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk with Melissa about how to really put our hands up and put worry where it belongs, nowhere. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Yes.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path toward the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ornedo, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOrnedo.com.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on The Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit SabrinaIsWRIGHT.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Melissa Walker Johnson, you know, creative writer at Wow Ministries, W-O-W Ministries, LLC, books, curriculum, devotions, published the first 7 Weapons to Defeat Worry. We're going to talk about that today. But her latest project, Dreaming Big, there is nothing more powerful than that message for 2022. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But for those of you out there, you also want to tune into her show, right? The Brilliant Black Man Show. And it's a tour. And Melissa's going to talk about it today. But what's the best place for people to go to find out everything and all things about you?
Wow Ministries, LLC.com. Wow Ministries, LLC.com. You can also go to my YouTube channel called The Brilliant Black Man Show.
my YouTube channel called The Brilliant Black Man Show. You could see all of the episodes right there.
I know my friend's going to be calling me today. I know he's going to be calling me after this show. This is a time for honoring people. We are looking at it for 2022, how we can do more of it. You do it every day. Honoring people in the world is demonstrated by the things that you create, the things that you do to help people. Before the break, I made a statement, which I have found to be true for me. I don't know if it's true for everybody. Worry has been the showstopper. Worry is the thing that will stop people from living their dreams, yes. That will tell them they're not enough, that will tell them in lawsuits or divorces or whatever cases, they're not going to end up on the right side of things. You know, worry will govern people into making decisions that harm other people. What does it mean to you to be able to create a platform to help people eradicate worry?
It's my purpose. And Dr. Pat, when I was going through so much pain, I often wonder, why me? And now I understand, why me? I had to go through that pain in order to help others go through their pain and come out on the other side, stronger than ever before. You don't have to live a life of worry. Worry is anxiety. Worry is fear. Fear of what? Fear of things you cannot control. Once you realize you're not in control at all, there is a higher power that is in control of it all. As when you release that control to the one who's in control and you let it go and you trust and you believe in the higher power, that you believe in the words and the promises that he has given you, and that you live and govern your life by those promises. When you know your identity is in him and not in man, worry is gone. And here comes faith. Faith to believe all of the promises, not some, but all of the promises are true. Worry is gone. Fear is gone. Anxiety is gone. And now you are free to live a life of faith and not fear. And that's when you truly become who he designed you to be.
I love this, because one of the things that we're inspired to talk about today is helping people see through your eyes, through your voice, through your actions, that life is filled with possibilities.
Yes.
Not possibilities for 1% of the population.
Right.
Because that's what we think. We think, oh, it's filled for them too. But honestly, look, I didn't think I'd get out of the Bronx when I was a kid. I thought my entire life would be, and let me just say to all y'all out there, I love the Bronx. So this is not talking about me not loving the Bronx. I mean, who doesn't love the home of hip hop and White Castle? Come on. That's the Bronx. That's where I grew up.
Right.
So I just want to be like, just very clear about that. But my world was narrow. Mm-hmm. It was this, mm-hmm. right? I never thought there was a way out, mm-hmm. until I thought there was a way out.
Right.
That's what we have to help people with.
Right.
Is just changing that one thought.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I talk a lot about renewing the mind. You have to think on those things that are true, not the things that are a lie. And the world can put thoughts in your minds and images in your minds that are not true, and you begin to believe the lie over the truth. You have to renew your mind and start believing what is true and you pattern your life on what is true and not the lie.
You know, you and I are just going to keep preaching this, preaching it. We're going to do it no matter where we go, no matter how we do it. I know that in the work that I do, the volunteer work I do with women, I know that some days we'll see something that'll come out of our mouths that may save a life, that may stop that woman from putting a gun up to their head. And I haven't always been able to do that. You know, I've worked with some of these young women who they just couldn't see their way out, and their only way out was with a gun up to their head.
But
I'm not going to stop trying.
You're not going to stop trying.
What is your message for us today, for those that are thinking, I want what Melissa has. I want to figure out who I am. I want to be proud of who I am. I want to shout from the highest mountain. I am Melissa Walker Johnson, and I am proud of who I am today. What is a message for people listening today to at least be able to say those words? Because people, Melissa, cannot even say those words.
I know. Well, first of all, I would love to walk with you. And if that's you, please go to wildministriesllc.com and book a consultation with me today. I would love to walk through it with you, this journey. It's a journey. Listen, my friend, transformation does not occur overnight. It is a process. It is a process. But you have a choice. Each and every day, you have a choice that you're going to move closer and closer and closer to that purpose, to that goal, to that dream. Each and every day you wake up, you're moving closer and closer and closer. It's a choice. And I would love to walk that journey with you at wildministriesllc.com. Let me help you on your journey.
One of the things I want to touch upon is, in the few minutes we have left, is dream big.
Yes.
I got to talk to you about that. Mm-hmm. I know you're going to be doing a lot of talking about it. I know it is, you know, the passion and purpose that's going to pull you forward. It is one of the most powerful things we have. Remember when I started the show, I said, we have the freedom to choose. We have the freedom to choose what decisions we make and what we think. Tell us about the catalyst for all of us to dream big.
Dr. Pat, it came from a story out of the Bible, Joseph. I love that story. He was a dreamer. And at a young age, God gave him this dream. And for some reason, Joseph was believing it's getting ready to happen for me, but he wasn't ready. And so God had to prepare him for the dream that he had given him as a young boy. And he took Joseph on this journey. And on this journey, Joseph fell into a pit. Joseph was in the wrong person's house. Joseph ended up in prison. All of this was on his journey. And I know at times he thought, but you gave me a dream when I was a young boy. And this was not the dream that you gave me. It was a big dream that God gave him. Listen, he has given you a big dream. He has given me a big dream. But on this journey, he has to prepare us for the dream that he has given us. So why does he prepare us? So when we get to this place that we are mature and that we can handle what he is giving us, we can step into that place, step into our purpose, prepare for what he is going to do in our lives. He said, I'm going to do far more than what you can think or imagine, but I have to prepare you, my child. Dreaming big, it's something that's bigger than what you can think or imagine. It's greater than your abilities. It's something that is happening to you that is supernatural that he's going to use you to do, and he's going to empower you to do this.
Yeah.
But you have to believe. You have to believe. And faith is the foundation of dreaming big. You can't be a warrior. You can't doubt and be a dreamer. You have to believe that all things are possible. And you have to be driven and determined and disciplined while on that journey of making that dream a reality.
Yeah. And I love that you brought up Joseph, because think about this here, right? This is somebody that shared his dream, and that dream put jealousy and envy and, you know, rebuke
malice.
And yet that was the greatest test of all. See, that isn't that the greatest test of all? Are you going to hold on to your dream? And you know, it's a big dream. See, if it's a big dream, you know, it's a God dream.
Yes.
Right? So if you get that dream come forward, and there it is, it doesn't come sometimes without challenges, without temptation to move away from it, without thinking you're never going to do it.
Right.
But even all of that, you can't give up the faith in it.
You can't give up. You can't let anything stop you.
Or any person.
That's right. You always have to remember what he gave you. You always have to remember the dream. Joseph never forgot the dream. And not only was he a dreamer, he was an interpreter of the dreams. And God used all of that to work for his good. And I like that scripture where he says, all things work together for the good of them who are called according to his purpose. I love that, because it's all going to work together for your good.
And I love this, because it is on a timeline
never give
out
up.
Of our control.
Never go give back.
Up. Never give up and never look back. And I love this.
Never,
you know, when I first started this 18 years ago, I had so many people tell me about a future they saw. I heard what the future was. But like Joseph, he was 17 when he got the dream, and he was maybe about 30 when it came to pass. And you have to stay the course.
Stay the course. That's right.
You have to do it. Melissa, thank you so much for today. What a powerful look. I want to know your personal message. I would love to know what you want to leave us with today. And again, help us go know where to go to follow you and your dream. Go ahead.
Yes. WowMinistriesLLC.com. Taking you from a life of pain to a life of purpose. No longer will you be walking around not knowing who you are and why you are designed the way you are designed. There is a purpose for your existence. When he created you with walking in that purpose passionately at WowMinistriesLLC.com.
I love it. Melissa, thank you so much.
Thank
for
you.
Everything you're doing. How do we listen to your show? Tell everybody about that.
Every third Wednesday on the Transformation Talk Radio. The Brilliant Black Man Show.
Yep. That's what we're talking about. Melissa, thank you so much.
At 7 p.m.
7 p.m., right?
7 p.m.
I know. It is such a great show. It is an amazing show. I'm telling you. No wonder why I'm getting calls from my friend about it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for this opportunity, Dr. Pat. Oh, my goodness.
Don't worry. Benny will tell you. It's just the way we roll here. Melissa Walker Johnson, I'm Dr. Pat, everybody.